Hello everyone, it's Yana here, Audio N2N, and this is Audio Mode Day 16, another day of you can't keep up what's going on in UK politics. So apparently we know now that the Queen's speech is going to be next Wednesday instead of Monday. There's no deal with the DUP yet. We keep getting told it's close though. However, by imposing this deadline, which I think Theresa May had to, I've heard somewhere, I'm not sure this is true, that she's only got 2 weeks after an election to form a government. Otherwise, presumably, she'll have to let someone else have a go, which would make sense because you can't go on forever without having a government in the country. However, by setting this deadline, presumably the DUP can now demand whatever they want because they know that Theresa May will have to agree to something because she wants to stay in power. So this is our top, our top Brexit negotiator. So that's already not going super well then. Philip Hammond, the Chancellor, was supposed to give a speech at Mansion House last night about his idea about a softer Brexit. However, he pulled out and it also simultaneously got cancelled because of the Grenfell Tower fire. However, I don't know, I haven't seen anything about whether he's still going to hold a speech some other time or whether we're going to find out some other way what he was going to say, or whether he's been persuaded by other hard Brexiter government ministers that he shouldn't go ahead with this sort of thing. So we'll see. I guess the only hope we have now is because the Labour Party doesn't seem to be budging on this. So they still seem to want the hard Brexit, and obviously there's enough influential Tories who want a hard Brexit. I think the only thing we have to just do is just have to wait and go into the negotiations and wait for the government to realise that all the things they've been saying just aren't going to materialise, and then hopefully they'll have to just compromise on something when they realise that all the rhetoric they've been swinging about so far doesn't work. There seem to be some MPs who do realise what this is all about and who have been calling for cross-party talks, etc. But I don't know. I think they're being too nice. They need to be a little bit more forceful to drive their point home. Brexit talks, we have heard, are going to start on Monday, which is going to be brilliant because we haven't got a government. They haven't got any idea what they actually want and how they want to do it, but they're going to start anyway. So that's going to go well. I did mention something about the letter that Theresa May wrote when she triggered Article 50. There are still lawyers who think that it wasn't actually lawful because there's a difference between making a decision and giving a notification in law. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not really sure what this is all about, but apparently she gave a notification, but there was no decision. Other lawyers have spotted that the letter was written in a very particular way, and I don't know whether this was out of incompetence or out of a very clever legal way so that Parliament can't undo it because it all sort of rests on the will of the people rather than Parliament's decision. So that's how I understood it anyway. It's all a little bit too legalese for me, to be honest. And sometimes it does sound like, you know, some of the pro-Remain lawyers are clutching at straws. In other news, if you are going on holiday in Europe from round about yesterday, no more roaming charges, yay! And also more news about Grenfell Tower. As I feared, I think the death toll will be rising. That's expected now. It will take weeks for the rescue operation. Theresa May went and visited the site yesterday. However, she only talked to officials. She didn't actually go and meet the people. Jeremy Corbyn did. So again, that's drawn a lot of criticism of her. Also, it doesn't look like North Kensington council is able to coordinate the rescue efforts efficiently. So a lot of people have donated, so it's great to see. People always react in a great way in this country if there is a crisis and people are in need. So there's a lot of kindness and a lot of money has come together already for those people affected by the fire. However, there are apparently refuge centres, but the council didn't actually direct people to them, so a lot of them apparently ended up sleeping on the lawn in front of the burned out building because they didn't have anywhere else to go, which is sad. There were also some great stories of girls in their pyjamas turning up in school the next day to sit their exams. So, I mean, the spirit of the residents, fantastic. And also, understandably, a lot of them are angry. A lot more has come out in the press about it. The Times was reporting that there are two types of panels you can fit, and they're only about £2 in difference. So for the whole block, they've made an estimate that for £5,000 more, they could have fitted the flame-resistant panels, which, you know, for a 10 million refurbishment, you would have thought that £5,000 here or there wouldn't really matter so much, especially if it's on something that important. The other thing that came out is that the UK building regulations do seem to be horrifically outdated. A lot of people who know about these kind of things, architects, forensic architects, fire safety experts, have all been calling for review of the law for some time. Apparently they have been dumbing reports about tower blocks in this country. So those panels, according to the Times, so you are allowed to use the cheaper panel. However, in Germany, for instance, apparently it's classed as flammable, so I very much doubt that they would put a lot of them on a high-rise building. Theresa May has promised that there will be a review, and apparently want to do all this very quickly over the summer. So I just hope they will. However, there seems to be a problem with a number of Tory ministers and MPs consistently voting against legislation that would ensure this kind of thing does not happen. So there was the minister at the time who didn't want to update the fire safety regulations, and there also were a number of Tory MPs who are landlords. There's 70 odd of them apparently, I've seen some stuff. This is again something that I'm finding out these things, and I'm thinking, really, this is how it works. So apparently what they do in Parliament is so these bills that somebody brings, and the Labour MP brought a bill to make sure that private rented property is supposed to be fit for human habitation. And a Tory MP, who's also a landlord, was against this. And these bills get debated on a Friday afternoon, and they only have a limited time to debate them. So what he does is he just talks for the entire time they have to debate, and then they run out of time to debate anymore and to vote on it. And then the bill just kind of disappears. So it doesn't then get postponed or anything. That's just it. It's dead. So, and I don't quite get how this is even possible. How, first of all, I remember from being a school governor, if you had a conflict of interest, you had to declare that before every meeting. And then you were not allowed to talk on that issue. You had to leave the room. So that is, and being a landlord and a bill like that is clearly a massive conflict of interest. So I'm not entirely sure why do they not have to declare that? Why are they allowed to speak on that? Why are they allowed to speak on this at this length of time? Why is there not a set time that MPs have to debate an issue so everybody gets a chance to say something? And also, why is there not sort of a set time so that a vote can be taken? So to say, well, we have this time to debate, and then this time we have to take a vote. So why is this even, they call this filibustering, and apparently this happens quite often on bills that they don't like, and Tory MPs apparently are particularly guilty of doing this. So I think there are processes in the Houses of Parliament that need desperate looking at and bringing in the 21st century. I can't even believe how this is possible, and I'm running out of time.